while ago, I chanced to roam to the place my great-granddaddy called home. Wasn't much I saw that day, but I learned a whole lot more along the way. I was going to Ireland, retracing my family footsteps. I was digging up roots, you know. You could call them tubers. Now, the closer to the root of my family tree, more people seemed to look like me. I saw a sign that said Molly O'Brien's Bar. I knew right then and there I wasn't all that far. I went in there and I asked for some beer, and a guy poured out some black stuff. He says, "Cheers. Guinness gives you strength," he said. "And I'll tell you, friends, it's like drinking bread. There's a loaf in every pint." I was feeling strong. Felt like I wanted to sing. Well, my whistle was wet and my tongue was loose when the barman asked me how come I'd choose travel such a long, long way on such a cold and rainy day. Well, I said, "I'm going up there to King's Court Town and County Cavan just to have a look around. Great-granddaddy came from there, and I want to see if the old home place is still there." Well, he looked me up and down, and he turned his head from side to side, and then up and down, and then he turned around, and he said, "A cabin man, then. You know, a lot of people wouldn't admit to that." God saved me a little bit of hassle, so I booked a room nearby in a nearby castle. Had trouble getting my dinner there. It was full of these people with light blonde hair. Danish tourists. Two big busloads of them. Now the owner of the place, his hair was black. When I talked to him, I didn't get a whole lot back. His people are what you call West Brits. They're the people that treated my people like dirt. That's what led to the Irish Civil War. Didn't realize I'd come back to have a little bit more. His nose was way up in the air, but he took my money all the same. I dreamed I saw the ghost of the one I'd rather have as host. It was Tom O'Brien walking around the cabin there in King's Court Town and County Cavan. Then the very next day in the hardware store, I met a cousin 10 times removed or more, but he wasn't an apparition or a haint. He was selling nuts and bolts and paint. I told him all about our family connection. He's kind of stood there still reflecting, and then I could tell he wasn't much impressed when he asked me with no trace of jest. He said, "How exactly may I help you?" I got some nails and got the hell out of there. All right, here's the big climax of the story, okay? You ready? Later that day, after some detecting, I found a little lane in the rural section. It matched the picture in my dad's scrapbook, and my heart beat faster as I drove up to look. The clouds burst... The sun burst through the clouds just then, and I gazed down at the current residence, and it was an old sheepdog and a milk cow, and I'll tell you, the old home place is a barn now. Yeah, it's ashes to ashes. Dust to dust, thatch roof to tin roof, and tin roof to rust. Thank you so much. Thank you.